A city development board is considering plans for a new Hyatt Place hotel across from the Jacksonville Landing. As Ennis Davis explains, the project is the result of public persuasion. This is The Jackson on WJCT. So Ennis, the site of this hotel, you actually have a personal connection to.
Back in 2012, there was a proposal to construct a parking garage on Hogan Street between West Bay and Independent Drive.
Okay.
That particular proposal had a plan that did not allow for street level retail. As a result, there was public opposition, knowing that if this parking garage is built in this particular location, it would be basically a dead block for at least 50 years in the heart of the downtown core.
Dead block, what does that mean?
So a dead block is basically a space with no reason for a pedestrian to be there. And when you think about what makes a downtown and a street vibrant and active, it's spaces that interact with the pedestrian, whether it's a sidewalk cafe, a restaurant, a retail store, a park. These are spaces that make people want to visit a downtown core. And basically, as we develop our cores, we ought to make sure at the street level, these are things that we think about and include in every project that we do.
So you, with your city planning background, thought this is a terrible plan. So what did you do?
Well, I wouldn't say just me. There were several community and downtown advocates that were upset. So what we did is actually just take a look at other examples from across the U.S. And there happened to be a parking garage in Greenville, South Carolina, that was built a few years earlier. That garage happened to be designed to accommodate retail at a later date, so when the market could support it. So as a result of that, an alternative concept was developed for this particular site and shared with the project's design team in the city that would call for this garage to be shifted back to the middle of the block, which would then create a space for future retail or parks or whatever the market may bring at a later date. Well, 5 years have passed, and in February 2017, a portion of that space became downtown's first food truck park, which is the Court Urban Food Park. And now, in 2018, we have what appears to be a nine-story Hyatt Place Hotel that we built on the corner of property that was basically carved out from shifting the site plan of the garage over.
You have a small part in that project happening then.
And now 6 years later, the market has reached a point to where not only can it support a nine-story Hyatt Place hotel, but that same hotel is going to include a restaurant and a bar at street level. So you now get that street level retail that we thought was not feasible a couple of years ago. So a lesson to take from this experience is that a minor conceptual planning tweak in the site plan of a project 5 years ago has now led to an outcome to where this block may be one of the most active and interesting destinations within the downtown area.
That's Ennis Davis with Modern Cities. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and this is The Jackson on WJCT.
Support for The Jackson on WJCT comes from the Jacksonville Downtown Investment Authority.